Is that a black Rugrats shirt you got on?
Yeah.
So that's kind of like cultural appropriation. Now we appropriating they shit.
Everybody got hardwood floors now, so it'd be the hardwood floor rats these days. You know what I'm saying? Rugs are a thing of the past.
Oh, is that what the Rugrat stuff? I don't know. What's up, you guys? Are watching Half Woke News. So let's get into the first story for today. A Texas pastor calls our current vice president, Kamala Harris, a Jezebel. There's a growing trend within the Texas Baptist churches community where pastors are referring to Vice President Kamala Harris as Jezebel. And Jezebel is a misogynistic, I love that word, because it'd be like, fuck you, we women have rights, bitch. You know, I love that word. It's a misogynistic slur that describes a morally unrestrained woman. So calling a black woman Jezebel, it has roots in that in slavery with perceived as sexual promiscuity of black women compared to white women. So more, I guess, black women, they use this term for what they consider ethnic people. They don't really be calling white women Jezebels, which a lot of slurs I realize have been obviously geared toward the black community. So yes, Jezebel is one of them. And the first pastor of Rockwall, Pastor Steve Swofford, asked his congregation, what if something happens to President Biden and Jezebel has to take over? Jezebel Harris, isn't that her name? He's on the pulpit screaming this to the congregation, getting amens. And then 2 days after that, the presidential inauguration, another Texas pastor, Tom Buck, said, I can't imagine any truly God-fearing Israelite who would have wanted their daughters to view Jezebel as an inspirational role model because she was a woman in power. Like, oh, just because Jezebel had power, Kamala had... Y'all get it. So the comments, you know, though they were called out by another Texas pastor, so not to throw all of them
how
under
many
the bus.
Pastors from Texas?
One more pastor came out and opposed them, and he said that referring to Harris as a Jezebel in any context is simply unwarranted and disrespectful and extremely harmful to the image of Southern Baptists. So that's the story.
I blame this on T.D. Jakes. He is the only person out there powerful enough to turn other reverends against the vice president of the United States.
You would not do that to T.D. I know T.D. T.D. didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know him personally, but I've been in his church. You know what I'm saying? T.D. didn't have nothing to do with that. You didn't hear one name in there saying T.D. baby, because he's going to keep his mega church making what? Mega billions on the hoe.
Yes.
No, but come on now. That's really not that bad compared to some of the stuff that presidents have gone through. Like, they done got stuff through at them. Ooh. It's just a name. Right. And it ain't even like they said, that hoe, that thot, you know what I'm saying?
They kind of did.
They went all the way out there. I mean, Jezebel, like, nigga, what dictionary did you pick up? Like, a Jezebel?
King James version of the dictionary.
King James, I'm like, Jezebel, she just for the streets, basically. It's like
you call her, that's like calling her a trollop, a scarlet, a harlotin. It's like, what are you talking about? And this is my thing. Like,
I mean, they out of line, but you know, if they church,
this is my thing. For what reason, though? Like, do you know how many niggas she fucked? Like, where is this story coming from? It'd be different if it was.
They were talking about it more than they have presidential campaigns. But go ahead, Craig.
Wait, who did? Didn't she fuck somebody?
Yeah, but they be so concerned when it comes to a woman. They be so concerned about who she fucked. Like, so what? Go ahead, Craig.
I'm saying. Jezebel is the Old Testament way of calling a woman a bitch, right? And only thing worse than Jezebel was a donkey thing. So my thing is, as long as she ain't stealing no donkeys, I'm cool with her. Is what I'm trying to say.
Stupid.
Wow.
But my bad, that's what they just kind of look now. Everybody,
a donkey thief.
You stole my ass. That's the rapist. You stole my a donkey thief is a rapist. You stole my ass.
I mean, they are out of line for that, but y'all, that's why people got freedom of speech. I know it's wrong, but people, you know, you can get attacked at any time, fool. for anything. And I know she's vice president, so they ain't supposed to do that. But people don't care. They don't have respect for their own but parents.
Really, this is how I feel it comes down to. I feel like this comes down to when Republicans have to meet with conservatives. Like, okay, you're a Republican, and they stand for this. And then sometimes the conservatives be the psychos outside of Planned Parenthood with the dead fetuses on the poster. Like, dog, let me live, you know? I just, you be crossing the boundaries. Like, what do you stand for? Democrats be like, fuck it, let everybody live. Can we all get some money and some healthcare? And Republicans, it's a lot.
It's way too much. And it's like, it's exactly what you just said. What do you stand for? Like, all right, are you down for what's good? Are you down for the Lord? Because it's like, what's the likelihood that these people who call in the president a Jezebel, unwarranted meaning for no good reason, they got no information to prove that she's a Jezebel or a donkey thief. They're just saying it. But what's the likelihood that they supported Ivanka or Melania, whichever one it was, who really was a Jezebel? Like, this was she did. The first lady that we had was a titty shaker. Like, you can look up her nudes.
Yeah, see the pictures. But nobody and you called. You know them. Y'all know. Y'all already know what it
but
is.
But see, that's the thing. It's like, so what?
Why do we expect so much? Who cares what they said? That's a nonprofit building that was shut down. That church where he and they're saying that. So what they mean, fool? Like, it's what you listen to. What are you listening to? Who you following, fool? Like,
you're absolutely right. I think it's just sad and it's unfortunate that niggas got to be so scary to just say I hate you. Like, don't try to make out like shit, Jezebel. But just say it. Yeah. I hate that black bitch. Yeah. I don't want that nigga in the office.
We're angry at the wrong thing. Black women, I'm talking to y'all. I love y'all. She is not one of us. Okay.
What does that mean? Now, what are you talking about?
She's not black. She ain't black. Indian, bro. She's not black. She's not a black woman. She's not a foundational African American woman.
She's an AKA. Ain't that black as you can be?
Nah, she's not. That don't even matter, man. Her parents are Indian. Her father is an Indian businessman that moved to Jamaica to run a business. She's not biologically black. If she pulled her DNA,
but if she say nigga, are we offended? I think that's what black is.
You gotta
read
the draw the line.
Black, you can't black.
If she say nigga, it's like,
who was her dad? Who was her dad?
Her dad her dad is Indian. She was raised customarily with Indian tradition.
So she had two Indian parents.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because even on her little baby picture, she do got on the thing with the red dots. They was on there like Indian.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with her having,
and Indian people, I'm sure, have a huge plight as well to survive.
But the hugest, they're dead. They're all gone. That's a big ass plight.
I think we're all about to sound very ignorant with geography because I think he's talking about a different type of. Are you talking about Native American?
She's Native American.
Asiatic Indian, Hindu.
She's not Indian, not Native American.
She's Native American.
We can get fucking canceled by the president. I'm like, I don't want to do the puzzle. The geography puzzle is all about to sound, and they could be tearing us up.
This is how fucked up the internet is.
I said, what is her nationality? They said American. All right, fine. fine, Google. You know what the fuck I'm trying to find out. She's American. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
We want the tea.
whatever the case, you're absolutely right. I just think it's just
Jezebel.
When you got something on your heart, just say it. But don't just be making stuff up.
Jezebel is way more of a female issue than a race issue. Like, as a female,
fuck all that shit. Yeah.
I'm way more triggered to Jezebel. That's like being called a hoe, being called, oh, you only got where you at because you fucking so and so. Like, that's trash. That's whack. That's the same old shit they always try to use whenever women rise to power. Oh, because you fuck so and so. No, it's just because I fuck so and so, but I was going to do what the fuck I had to do. That's for anybody. But that's what they put on every single female. I'm telling you, dog. And Jezebel is just their Republican ass way to put on her, because they was like, she was a senator and she was talking to these senators. You got and that's to why be a, you, that's lame.
You, if you're listening, you got to be an ignorant son of a gun to think that the amount of men a woman has sex with makes her a Jezebel. What makes a woman a Jezebel is deception. If you're a woman that uses sex in conjunction with deception to get what you want from a man, you're a Jezebel. But if there's a woman that like to fuck, you just like to fuck. You're not a hoe. You just like to fuck. So,
and everybody does. And everybody does. You know, everybody this does is my question. Like to.
Where did that narrative come from? Are they just like saying mean woman thinks to her just cause, or yes, is there like Ron. Some story?
Yes, I know you're being... half woke, but wake up. Yes,
yeah, Ron. Like you sleep, you ain't even half woke. Like, wake up.
That's what happens to us as powerful women. Yes, right.
I'm not tripping on color. I understand that thing, but I'm saying that's what makes this ridiculous. It's like if you at least had like. Oh, she used to fuck red man. Then I would even, but it's like, so she's a woman so immediately.
One person would have you like that. So they can name two dudes I fucked. And you're right.
You all are missing what I'm saying. I don't want this to be, this to be misinterpreted. What I'm saying is either way, it's wrong. But even when you, the fact that, okay, female, oh, she could be a fucking virgin for all we know, but it's like, you're a female, so you a slut. It's like, from where? Like, where'd you even get that much from? It's like, you don't like her because of whatever it is. Say it, but don't just make shit up. I don't like her because she's a woman and I hate women. Just say that. But don't throw this title on her that means something that it shouldn't mean anyway, just because you don't have the balls to say, I don't fuck with women. Fuck bitches.
But you just
call her Jezebel?
Yeah, but they...
The position that she's in, you know what I'm saying? Like, so she's really like... Women are like, yeah, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Inspiring. And men like, how the hell? You know what I'm saying?
Cynthia, what's the story of Jezebel for the average listener who don't know what Jezebel did?
Oh, I don't.
Jezebel, it was like she had done something in the Bible. Like, I believe she moved to another land with somebody who was supposed to be godly, and then she started bringing all of her, like, to me, it sounded like she liked a party, and she was bringing other party people to this holy land, and so then they was like, you're a Jezebel, but it's like, she sounded lit. So she sounded like my type of bitch, and, you know, I don't judge her. I was like, she sound like she was the plug to the function. Like, yo, if you wanted to know where the party was at, hit up Jezebel. Like, she was popping, you know? She was an influencer. She was ahead of her time. So that's what I would say.
Is it me? Off subject. I'm so fucking tired of Clubhouse notifications on my phone, man.
How it's ruining your life.
Stop Clubhouse from notifying you that niggas is talking.
Yeah, we talked about Clubhouse last week, y'all.
Get that Android.
Go check out that episode. And, all right, y'all, so...
If you hate women, just say that. That's all I'm saying. Just say that. Just say, man, I don't hate women, and I don't fuck with my.
I'm intimidated. Not I'm intimidated by it because you don't hate us. You're intimidated, sir, and I don't know why.
Let's go deeper, because people put on persona masks. You know, they put on act, and they're not really being themselves. So possibly he can hate the character of Jezebel that a lot of women assume as a part of their identity. So maybe he don't hate. He just hates that character that they play when they on the bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? You're absolutely right. I didn't even give these men of God a chance to maybe be real or be right. I didn't even think about that. What if these guys are just telling the word and she really is a Jezebel in spirit? I didn't think about that. I don't believe it, but you know what?
She's still a politician. We can't forget that. Ain't no politician, male or female, trustworthy.
Huh. They all Jezebels.
They all.
What's up, y'all? So growing up, cereal was one of my favorite childhood memories. It's nothing like a nice bowl of your favorite cereal to go with your favorite cartoon, you know? And I still be watching cartoons, but it's hard to find a cereal as an adult that doesn't have a whole bunch of sugar and a whole bunch of stuff that is not going to start your day right. Because, you know, when you a kid, it don't matter how your day go. But when you're an adult and you got bills to pay and responsibilities to handle, you need a good, healthy breakfast. So that's what I was on the search for. And look what I found, y'all. Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon has zero sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. That's only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. Come on, y'all. I ordered the new variety pack. It has 4 dope flavors in it. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. I love the fact that Magic Spoon is nutritious and yet still delicious. It's just something about a bowl of cereal in the morning that just brings out the happy kid in you. You know, here at Half Woke News, we are not selfish. We want to share. So we're offering a special discount to get you a bowl of magic. That's right. So you can go to magicspoon.com/HWN to order a variety pack of the cereal. You want to try all the different flavors because they're so good. I like mixing them up and all that. And you can get $5 off your purchase when you use our code HWN. And this is risk-free because Magic Spoon believes in their product so much, they know what they got is good, that they have 100% happiness guarantee. So if for any reason you're not happy, go ahead, get your money back. But you're gonna be bowls and bowls of happiness. Trust me, y'all. So make sure you go to magicspoon.com/HWN and use our promo code HWN for $5 off your order. That's Magic Spoon. magicspoon.com/HWN. Bye.
Alrighty, so school allows parents to opt out of Black History Month, then changes up. Okay, some families at a Utah charter school, that's the key word, it's a charter school, asked if they could opt out of Black History Month activities at the school. So the administration sent them an opt-out form allowing students to not participate in the curriculum and to exercise their civil rights to not participate in Black History Month at the school. Only 3 Black students attend out of 300, but many parents were still appalled by the school's decision. So after coming to some sort of compromise with the complaining parents, some fucking crazy people from both sides, the school is no longer allowing parents to opt students out of its Black History Month. So,
wow. Well, I guess it's clear to see it's no races and families in this school. You know what I'm saying? Like, dang, really? Y'all don't opt out. We didn't get an option to opt out of none of the lies we was taught and had to memorize and pass tests on. This is bullshit, fool. Like, for real. And y'all really, with 3 students, like, what can you teach them that's gonna hurt them out of 1 small, short-ass month? Y'all wrong for that. For real. And even to get them the option, like, you know what? We don't want to learn about this today. We're not going to learn about it. We're going to opt out of. What? How you going to, and y'all really going to go with it? The school just rolls. See, that's my problem with the world. People do dumb shit, but then everybody else just roll with it. Why are we rolling with it? That shouldn't have even went out. My kids what's coming out of there. I don't care if we do 3 flats. Let's go.
That was Utah, you said.
Utah, and it was a charter school, which means it's a school that a motherfucker just opened up. So if I got a building and I put some books in that bitch, I can make it a charter school. But you have to, like, it's, I don't know all the details of a charter school, but it's like it's not held by the government. So you got to take a test if you really want to, like, have that school mean something.
With charter schools and private, like, Christian schools or Catholic schools or anything like that, it's basically like you have the parents pay tuition, so it's not a free school because you don't really get funding from the government because you want to teach your own curriculum. But normally this is because of religion. Like, if I'm Catholic, I want to be able to do Catholic prayers with my students. If I'm Christian, I want to be able to talk about Jesus in my curriculum and put him in history. So now to see racism start to, like, I haven't personally seen racism do a play in private education like this, because I feel like we should be pushing towards more Black education. But go ahead, Craig.
Well, it's Utah. So if you know anything about Utah, Utah is a Mormon state. right? It's Mormon. It's run by the Mormon Church, right? In the Mormon Bible, they believe that black people were black because we were cursed to the pits of hell, and we became black because the heat from the hellfire burned us and changed our skin color. So it's a morally corrupt religion already. So they have a viewpoint that we're less than, and they give it credibility based on the Mormon Bible. So that's, you got to understand the mind state of the person who is, who the people who are making these decisions, you know what I mean? So just thought I'd introduce that into the conversation.
Thank you. Yes. That woke me up, because I'm like,
I've heard that. I didn't know that Utah was a Mormon state, but I didn't know that about the Mormons. But it's like, there could be something to be said about not having Black History Month. Like, there's some different conspiracies. I'm not saying that there's anything I go with, but I've just heard some different things, like the fact that they teach it, and that Black History Month is a time to like further condition Black people to understand, remember y'all were slaves. So all that stuff, I mean, maybe we don't need a Black History Month, who the fuck knows, I'm not saying. But what is racist is the fact that you can opt out. Like, it's a lot of fuck shit in school you can't opt out of. So of all the things to opt out of, this the one, like, maybe we don't need it, but y'all don't say this about nothing else. Like, it's a bunch of shit. So that, the fact that they even made that was a thing in a whole fucking school, like a school got a principal. The principal didn't have sense enough to be like, man, fuck what y'all talking about. Y'all don't go to this school. Y'all kids do. What you mean you want your kids to send your punk ass kid home? They're like, oh no, well, we're gonna opt them out. And then
he told the secretary to type a letter, make 300 copies, and pass them out to the whole school, like a field trip letter, like, get it signed.
And then didn't have the balls. Then didn't have the balls to stand on it. Like, oh, my fault. We said, it's like, what you said for? You only got three Black students. Who got that man?
Why you stand on it? Why Mormons want to talk about everything but their granddaddy's 12-year-old pregnant wife? You motherfuckers with all these wives, wives. You don't want to study Blackness. All the shit and oppression that we've endured and beat and continue to beat. And you don't want to learn about a people that are overcoming the odds that two oppressive, racist, punk, bitch-ass motherfuckers have.
But I feel like
hold on us.
For my thing, I just try to go with the flow of life at this point, and I feel like it's an awakening. It should be for the other side. Like, okay, if these people can opt out of not learning about this, then let's focus on the schools, like the ones like LeBron James has started, which is privately funded and shit like that, of opting in 3 months of Black history. Like, you can opt the other way as well. You know, so let's do that shit, because I'd be tired of fucking focusing on that, like, whatever, you know.
I'd like to find a real Black history instead of slave history.
It's a lot more than just the ones that we've been fed. It's like Black history bubblegum facts. Like, now that we can dig into this shit, we be like, damn, like, Google is
our history, they treat us like the Buffalo Bills. Like, we was almost great. We got to be almost. They don't ever give us full credit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. That's hilarious.
You know what, dog? I'm gonna do for you what you did the last time, though, because with the pastors, we don't know that this school is Mormon. At least not now. They probably are, but on the off chance that they not, we ain't gonna slander the Mormons, because I'm sure the Mormons like, nigga, that wasn't even us.
Don't they not watch?
But YouTube, Mormons, if you in the comments, I want to know, is that what y'all believe about us?
I don't think it's gonna be Mormons in the comments, y'all. I don't think they be on YouTube.
Glad is a Mormon.
Who?
Who?
Hey. Gladys Knight is a Mormon. That's scary as shit, but Gladys Knight is a Mormon. Wow.
Really?
Yeah. But there you go. So I don't want to shit on Mormons unnecessarily, because I'm sure we'll get a Mormon story.
Y'all lucky y'all got Gladys. I fuck with Gladys heavy. If Gladys wasn't on y'all team, I'd be on y'all motherfucking head today.
Same job, baby, because Gladys still the same. Let's go.
But all that's right, the most racist shit I've ever heard of, dog. So, you know, opting out of Black stuff. It's like, opt out of this fuck shit. How about that?
But at least they recognized the error in their ways and came back and was like, you know what? Say,
right.
Nah, we didn't mean that. We, you know, because sometimes we do mess up. Sometimes you're moving too fast. You do the wrong shit. And you need to come back.
And to reiterate, like, let's go the opposite way of trying to build on more. If they can say, no, we don't want to do this, like, I feel like so much more Black education or just even shit we really need to know needs to be put into the education. Like, don't take nothing out. Y'all need to put more shit in. If it's anything that I can say about the education, don't take nothing out. We need to add shit into this motherfucker.
I agree.
Make all them white kids wear kente cloth and eat fufu every Friday.
Hilarious.
Make the niggas eat plantain.
It was good that they came back and at least apologize, you know.
Because sometimes we slip up, you know what I'm saying? We get to going doing too much. You like, dang, I did fuck that up. You know what I'm saying? That's how they felt. They slept on it and was like, that was not a good
all white people need to take a course on unlawful traffic stops. This is what needs to happen, because little white boys grow up to be white racist male police officers that have no idea how to deal with Black people. So that's the class that we need to vote on and have these motherfuckers take.
Huh.
That part.
Very interesting. Nip it in the root.
Yeah. Like, who did all these racist police... These racist police officers, what the fuck did they learn in high school? Yeah. Don't opt out of Black History Month. What the fuck? Yeah.
Instead of ROTC, have whatever that stands for police. It's like y'all baby polices, and then when y'all get out, y'all got a job, and just don't be fucking niggas up.
Yeah, you don't want your kid doing keep your kid at home. Don't just cheat.
Is how to root for non-athletic Negroes. You motherfuckers think the only people you can cheer for are niggas that jump and dunk. It's regular niggas out here you can cheer for too. The fucking the post office that drive trucks that you can be like, hey, good job.
And that's all.
Yeah. Put that mail in that box.
You gotta be an old Jackie Robinson ass nigga to get some support from a white motherfucker. Everybody can't play ball, but they need support from Caucasian.
Shut up.
Prejudiced motherfuckers.
You should run for president, man.
Every nigga should walk around with a ball in his hand. That's how you get white people to like you. Have a ball in your hand all motherfucking time.
Any kind of ball.
I don't give a fuck if it's a fool's ball, nigga. They gonna like you. But if you ballless, they not gonna fuck with the ballless, nigga. It's not gonna happen.
I'm dead. Oh my God, you're
gonna
kill me for today.
Okay.
Oh my God.
That's great
advice.
That is shit. Wow. Life is changed.
I think that's great advice to give white people. You got a lot of good ideas, man. Where
you
been?
Hilarious.
Write them down. Write them down, Craig. We needed you
all 2020, and you over here fucking roasted niggas, and you got all this great knowledge to help these white people get their foot off our neck. You want to use your talents and your powers to tear other Black men down. This nigga's the roast meat king.
You want to use your powers for evil. You know what I'm saying? When you could be elevating your own.
And half woken the people. Yeah. We all about it.
He all the way woke. Man, he a trip.
Come on over to All Def Nation, nigga.
Oh, speaking of which.
You want producers all in the roast videos.
Talking shit, bringing you down. Oh my God, no. But yeah, make sure you do, if you are watching this, subscribe to the channel, actually, because I know a lot of people like see this in their feed and think it's on the All Def channel. It's All Def Nation. So it's a sub, it's a little baby channel to the channel. So subscribe, like this video, leave some comments below. That's been another episode of Half Woke News. We hope that you woke up just a little bit more with us today. We love your feedback. I'll be in the comments. P and Ron are gonna be in them too, right? Y'all gonna be commenting.
Where to call us out? Yeah. We gonna be in there.
Shit y'all say about me. I'll be in there. I got a ghost account. I'll be like, fuck that. Ron Taylor's great.
No. No. All right, y'all. Well, thanks for watching another episode. We'll see you same time next week, every Friday. Check us out, Half Woke News on All Def Nation. I'm Cynthia Luciette.
I'm Ron Taylor.
I'm Precious.
I'm Craig Smith.
Bye.